For $10,750, Ronald and Melody Payne, east of Road 453, north of Road 454B, being Lot 5A, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel, minimum square footage for a parcel, and a front yard setback requirement.
Whose addresses?
Ronald Payne, Melody Payne, 36369, Dunmore, Delaware, 19904.
And do you both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request, please?
Yes, we have a home in Dunmore, Delaware, and it's a unique circumstance. It has a residential frontage. The house in front is residential, and then it has a big storage building in the back, and they kind of separate the two, making the front being residential and the back being a commercial-type storage building. And in order to get a loan from the bank, they want us to separate the two in order to put the bulk of the money on the front property and in order to get a decent rate from the bank.
There's we've been handed this here. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. And it addresses the standards for granting a variance. Have you read through these papers?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And was that prepared for you by the mortgage company?
Yes.
Okay.
They recommended that we separate the two properties in order to get a residential loan.
I understand. You typically, you being the applicant, would address the standards for granting a variance because there are five standards you have to address. It appears that they've done that for you, and so far from what I've read, done that quite well.
Very well.
Chairman, if I could have a minute to read through this.
Sure. I'm going to take it also.
What's the big building used for in the back of the property?
It's just a storage building.
Is it storage for you or, you don't rent storage from
it? No, it's for me.
Pardon me?
Yes, for us.
How long has this property been developed this way? You know?
Oh, it's a long time. The house is over 100 years old.
Okay.
The building in the back, I think, is 50 plus.
Okay.
So it's been there for quite a while.
All right.
everyone had time to read that?
Need a couple more minutes.
I'm starting on the other end.
Okay.
Not yet.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, well prepared.
Yes, very nicely done.
Very well, did a very good job of those. They were very well prepared. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
All right, no additional questions. And are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, before you do that, can I just verify with Susan what the four variances are? Because someone didn't copy very well.
Okay, the first one, they're requesting a 124.99-foot variance from the required 150-foot lot width requirement for a parcel. The second one is a 0.161-foot variance from the required 3/4 acre for a parcel, which is lot 5A1. Then they're requesting a 0.249-foot variance from the required 3/4 acre for the lot 5A2. We were not sure if they needed to ask for the front yard setbacks. They do predate zoning, but we weren't sure because they're splitting the lot, because sometimes what you determine, so we added them on there just in case.
Okay, and those are the ones I'm having trouble reading.
Okay, they're before zoning, but they're requesting a 29-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard for the dwelling.
Okay.
And a 13-foot variance from the required 40 for the building.
Okay.
The pole building.
Since
yeah, I think the board should consider them all because it's essentially a new lot and it would.
That's why we added it. We weren't going to do that at first, but then we were thinking.
Thank you.
Because it was changing.
Thank you for that clarification, Mr. Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other question? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the. Although not stated, the applicant has submitted to us in quite detail the address to the standards of for granting the variance, and I'll just highlight some of the things that I've read in here. It's suggesting that the applicant has fallen on some economic hardship, and there's a need for I believe a mortgage on the property, which creates the situation, and that's certainly understandable given the economy. But it goes further, and it talks about the types of zoning that are on this property, and there are two types of uses. It also addresses the fact that this property has been developed prior to our current ordinance, and with the house being 100 years old and the building itself being 60. And so it further talks about, you know, not being able to develop the property in strict conformity, and I certainly agree with that since it's already developed. as far as the effect on the surrounding properties, obviously if it's been there 100 years, it's not, if it was going to have an adverse effect, it would have a long time ago. Given the situation, I think that they further addressed that this variance is necessary to afford relief. And that kind of sums up, I think, the standards for granting the variance without going into all the detail that they've provided. So, having said all that, I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,750 for the variances as they were applied for.
Okay, there was a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,750. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Case number 10,000.